Hi, this is John Bartlett, co-host of the Shofar Ministries Hour, and I want to tell you about Mullet Masonry. Working with either brick, block, or stone, their work is impeccable, earning them a great reputation. They service residential, like chimneys and restorations, as well as the bigger commercial-type jobs. They're located in Geauga County, but will service any of the surrounding areas. They're experienced, they do great work, they're affordable, and they're very nice as well. Need a free estimate? Call Chad Mullet at 216-570-0177. That's 570-0177. Give them a try next time you need any facet of masonry work. After all, Mullet Masonry helps to keep Shofar Ministries on the air. So be sure to tell Chad you heard about him right here on WHKW Christian Radio. Wide web, WHKWradio.com. My name is John Bartlett, your co-host today with our Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford. And you can re-listen later in this week to this very show at shofarministries.net. I'd like to open up today's show with a prayer. Our Father in heaven, we bless you. We thank you for your Shabbat today, the lovely week you've given us, and all your blessings that you have given us. We want to hold up to you those who have sent in prayer requests this week, that you answer them according to your mercy and your goodness and your kindness and your love. Right now, Sheila's experiencing pain in her right ankle. I lift her up to you, Lord, that you would touch her and heal her of this pain. We can't think of a reason for the pain. We don't know the reason for the pain, but we do know that the pain is getting to the point where it's almost unmanageable. So we hold up the Reverend Sheila Crawford to you today. We also want to thank you for someone new, a new baby that's come into the lives of Sheila and Dan Crawford, and it's Brianna Nicole, and she arrived around 7 a.m. this morning, and we thank you for that healthy delivery.
Yes.
And adding a new family member. So we bless you in all these things. Open our ears, open our hearts to what you have to say to us today. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Messiah. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, and amen, and Shabbat Shalom to you too, John. And Baruch Atah Hashem Adonai, blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, today we are continuing on that hot topic that continues to stir up a lot of people, both for and against.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the...
It's the rapture.
Yeah.
Before, during, after the tribulation, and is there a rapture at all?
Well, we're going to continue to debunk the critics of the pre-trib rapture, which I wholeheartedly support and believe in because I've done my homework.
Amen. And I can attest to that fact. And we're answering a letter that's been circulating in some churches.
We think...
Any letter like that deserves an answer, right?
Of course, and I'm willing to address any of your scriptures that you want to email me and tell me that you believe it means that we're going to be here for the tribulation.
Yes,
and we'll examine it and research it.
Yes, if you have a question about the tribulation, or you have a particular verse that you think proves your point of view on it,
mm-hmm.
Why don't you please email it to Sheila at shofarministries.net.
Yes.
And she'd be happy to do the research and look it up for you. Let me remind you also, we have a calendar webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the events are posted. And you can call Sheila as well and leave a detailed message and she will be sure to get back to you. We'll be opening up the phone lines later in the hour for your end times questions or comments about today's program, anything you might have.
That's right.
Come on, call. Don't be shy.
And I want to add that on Monday night I'm going to be doing a home fellowship group in Madison, Ohio. And if anyone's interested in coming, if you give me a call, I'll give you directions.
And what is a home fellowship group? Is that, do you just study in someone's home? You
meet
in someone's home?
Yeah, I'm going to go in and speak and teach about end times.
So that's an easy one.
Answer questions.
Amen. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, Madison. So give me a call if you're interested. I'll give you the address.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, just a little bit of news. Of course, we all have experienced and saw the pictures of that volcano in Iceland. I mean, I was watching those pictures, and it looked like nuclear war.
It was amazing.
You know?
Incredible, the force of nature.
Oh, it is.
How that can interrupt our lives.
It is.
I had the privilege of giving someone a ride in the job I have now, that I bless the Lord for this job. But she had said that she got out just in time.
Really?
Just in time she got out of here. She was in Eastern Europe, I guess, somewhere. And she got her flight, and she got out just in time. She was so grateful.
Yeah, wow.
Because she'd still be there.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's pretty interesting. Remember how the Bible says, if you bless Israel, I will bless them, and if you curse them, I will curse them. And there's books been written about how when we've forced Israel to give up land, certain things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing. Well, it just so happens that before this volcano was actually just after Britain criticized Israel's new tourist ad.
Oh.
They had a tourist ad showing the Western Wall as one of their attractions, and Qumran, and, you know, a beautiful ad to try to bring people into Israel. Well, apparently Great Britain and Europe got very upset and said, in fact, pulled their ad from their news programs and their TVs in Britain, saying that Western Wall and Qumran isn't really in Israel. It's an occupied territory in the West Bank. And how dare them to use it as one of Israel's attractions, and just gave them a really hard time and pulled the ad from Europe.
And then?
2 days later, I think, two or three.
That volcano erupted?
Yes.
Just crippling Europe, and no one able to go anywhere.
Yeah. So they weren't getting tourists either there, were
they? So they weren't getting their tourist trade either. So is that a coincidence? I don't think so.
We report, you decide.
I think you borrowed that from another.
I think I did.
And let's see, what about Iran now? They're continuing with their nuclear program?
Yes,
correct?
And it doesn't seem like anything anybody can do to stop them. I mean, they just continue and enrich uranium and just... Most people are saying that it could be, you know, within a few weeks or even months.
We've given them the green light, too, I think.
Well,
right?
We're not doing much to stop them, and the sanctions don't work.
Now, I know Israel has a saying, the people of Israel, about the Holocaust, and it is never again.
I know.
And do you think they should really attack Iran?
Well, I know that they have probably would like to, but I think they would want the America to give the nod. Maybe not outwardly say it, but maybe give a nod. And if we do, we'll probably never know that we did.
Yeah.
You know, so, but the thing about it is Iran knows this and has been recently sending many missiles, Scud missiles, and weapons to Syria. And then Syria's been giving them to Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's exactly right up above Israel, and has already told Israel that if they even think about doing something to Iran's program, that Hezbollah will bomb them.
Attack from Lebanon, which is just over the border. And,
Well, that brings up another little question, because, you know, there's that scripture in Isaiah 17:1 that talks about how Damascus is going to become a ruinous heap.
Mm.
And I've taught a couple times now on this program about in that day and what that means. And when you see the phrase in that day, you know it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Because that's that last 7,000
year
time.
Yeah, we're talking about that seventh 1,000 year period, the last.
But when I read Isaiah 17:1 that talks about Damascus, I don't really see in that day too close. Now, it is down a few verses,
mm-hmm.
which means to me that it might just happen just before the tribulation.
That,
I don't know.
That might be. That
but
might
it will be. Happen because God says it will happen.
Right.
And, of course, Damascus is the capital of Syria.
And, unfortunately, Hezbollah is like a strong-arm criminal group, I think,
mm-hmm.
that has wheedled their way into the Lebanese government. And
And there's Hamas in Syria, and they're all in cahoots. And, of course, Iran is backing them all.
Right.
You know, so it's, but it's just like the Bible said what happened and just what God wants to happen, because he wants Israel to see when he steps in and helps them. It has nothing to do with them.
Right.
Okay, and so all the nations are against them, and that is what God wants, to show his power and his glory, and he will.
And he will, just like he showed his power and glory to the Egyptians, to Pharaoh, and the Egyptian army. He will do so again, as he showed it in the Six-Day War.
He sure did.
And yet, there are some world leaders that just ignore history, and they think they can do it.
I don't know. After that, if they just even pay attention, if that wasn't God, I don't know what it ever could have been. 1967 Six-Day War was amazingly a miracle.
That was a miracle.
Definitely.
God fought for them, and he will fight for them again.
Oh, yeah. He says he will.
And again. God has not abandoned his people.
Right. And the thing about it is, the Lord lets us see these things happening, especially to the generation that's going to see his return, so that we will be stirred up to tell others about Jesus. That's all we really have to do.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be evangelists out there telling anybody that'll listen to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior.
That's right.
That's what we're supposed to do.
That's what we're supposed to do.
So I don't worry about anything else.
Amen.
I wanted to talk about the locusts.
As
you know, one of the plagues in the Bible is locusts, and they've been used before, like in Joel.
Oh.
And in Revelation, they'll be used again, although there'll be a little bit of a different kind of locust. But I believe that that's part of the beginning of the tribulation also, is the pests and things. But
so we have a locust plague occurring right now.
In Australia, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it's even going to get worse. But lately, apparently, even earlier this month, locusts covered an area of approximately 190,000 square miles.
The size of Spain?
About
the country
size
of Spain.
Of Spain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Large damage, of course, and like 25,000 acres of barley and wheat.
Mm.
And the locusts get into cars, and they get into the front grills, and they're causing problems. They get
cars
into
overheat,
the airplanes.
Can't see. They go on the airplane engines.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a good thing.
Wow.
So, and they say when these eggs hatch that it's even going to be worse. So
that's a modern-day plague occurring in Australia.
I would say so.
Amazing.
Amen.
Some of the things we're seeing these days, volcanoes, locusts, earthquakes.
Yeah. Lots of heavy earthquakes and stuff. But you know what? They're all signs.
They are.
You know, and he rebuked his people when he was here the first time for not recognizing the signs.
The signs of the times. I think he rebuked the leadership.
That's right.
And hello, leadership.
Amen.
We're talking to you today.
Amen. Okay. Well, let's get right into the program now, because we've been talking about the rapture. And about 2 weeks ago, we discussed Matthew 24, 29 through 31, which probably is the main scripture that the anti-pre-rapturist people use.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we covered that, and we explained how it actually speaks of the second coming of the Lord at the end of the tribulation. It has nothing to do with the rapture that is talked about in Corinthians and Thessalonians.
We made that distinction between the last trump and the seventh trump in Revelation, which you have to make these distinctions.
You have to. These are important things, and this is why knowing a little bit of Hebraic roots is so important. Because you know the expressions and the idioms of the day and what last trump really meant.
Right.
So
important to know these little things, and it surely is the key to understanding prophecy.
And we explained the difference between the last trump and the great trump.
Great trump.
And it's the great trump that's blown in Matthew 24, verse 31, or 30, one of those two, and certainly not the last.
Yep,
okay?
That's right. And that occurs at a specific time. The great trump is, Rosh Hashanah, right?
It is.
Yes.
It is. Feast of Trumpets.
Feast of Trumpets.
Duh.
And we also explained last week what the term last day really means, as it's used in John 6:39 and John 11:23, which makes so much sense when you explain the whole counsel of God.
Oh, absolutely.
And let me suggest to the listeners, if you missed any previous programs, all you have to do is go to our website, shofarministries.net, to get these detailed teachings. You can catch up.
Thanks to Lou Buckles.
Thanks to Lou Buckles.
And as I said the last couple of weeks, about a month ago now, I was handed a paper that all the reasons why some think that we will be here for the tribulation. And that's what I've been going through, because I know that from time to time, especially if you talk about the rapture, that there'll be some that'll say, oh, no, I believe we're going to be here and this is why. That's why it's important that I think you remember, you understand what we're talking about, because I personally received Christ because of an end-time message.
About the rapture.
Yes, yes. And I think it's important because people, unsaved people, that really don't have Jesus for their Lord and Savior, are kind of looking and seeing what's going on. Now, not everybody. A lot of people are in la-la land. But certainly there are those that are saying, wow, what is going on?
Yes.
You know, and so you need to be ready and have an answer.
So when you do come across a paper like this that that was nailed to the church door, how did you get that paper? Was
someone
it nailed to the door
to
like
me.
Martin Luther pounded on the door or something? They were just passing it around.
Yes, they were. When I was speaking last time out in Menor, somebody gave it to me, and I promised that I would address it, and so that's what I'm doing. Probably a lot more than she expected me to.
Well, you know, we do need to know the proper answers. I think in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is profitable for correction, for reproof, and instruction in righteousness.
Say that again, John.
Yes, that is 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is profitable for correction, reproof, and instruction in righteousness. You know, when you start heading in the wrong direction, you make a little correction, and then you start going in the right direction.
Right.
That's all it's for. It's not to make you feel bad, guilty, or anything like that. It's let's change our course a little bit so we can get there on time.
And Paul would not have told Timothy to use Scripture for that if it wasn't important to do it.
Yes.
Okay? But I'm seeing sometimes people say, oh, well, he believes that, and that person believes that. Oh, well, we'll see someday. I don't know. That's kind of complacent to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think say, well, let's sit down and find out what the truth is.
Right.
You know, thy word is truth.
Amen.
Let's know the real answer.
And, of course, the blessing mentioned in Revelation that he who understands the words of this prophecy will get a blessing.
I know. So what does that mean?
So that means we should try we should try to be blessed.
Yes.
We should study.
Definitely.
And reproof, the word reproof means proving, has to do with proving.
That's right.
So your scriptures can prove out what your faith is.
And of course you stay in love because we do love one another.
That's
but
right.
We want everyone to have the truth because there's only one truth.
That's right.
You know? So anyway, next on this list was that Jesus said that he would be with us till the end of the age.
Matthew 28.
Like to read that?
Yes.
I think it's 19 and 20.
Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Therefore, these are Jesus' words, therefore, go and make people from all nations into talmidim, that is disciples in your Bible probably, immersing them or baptizing them into the reality of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I will be with you always, yes, even until the end of the age.
That's right. And, of course, the baptism here is to emerge yourself in the name of whose follower you become.
Ah. Okay. Ah, that's a good point.
Yeah. But here it says, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you even to the end of the age. Now, for some reason, they use this scripture to say that there's no rapture.
That I don't understand.
Well,
either.
I don't either. And if I'm missing something, call me, let me know. But to me, I wouldn't even know why they would add that. And sometimes I think they're just trying to fill the page.
Well, we certainly will be with Jesus in
even
the rapture,
more so.
But even more so, yes.
Yeah, so I don't get that one either. And then they said it again, Matthew 13:24-30, and it's basically the same thing. And then they go on to say that this passage also says he would destroy the wicked at the same time he comes for us. But that's not exactly correct.
Mm-hmm.
And see, and a lot of times people just would read this and not look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And what they're referring to, of course, is the separation of the sheep and goats or the wheat and the tares when he comes back to get rid of the evil. But again, those people will be the elect that were saved during the tribulation period.
So we're talking about that other group of elect.
And
we have learned, and you will learn from listening to the previous programs, that there are the elect in every generation.
That's right. So, and as I stated 2 weeks ago, the church, again, is not only the elect, but we explained that it was the separation of the sheep and the goats, because the goats is going to go into the pit of hell, actually, waiting for the final great white throne judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheep, who get saved during the tribulation, will go into the millennial kingdom as humans, along with the 144,000 Jews that were saved immediately after we left.
Yes.
Okay? Them, too, will also be human. However, we, the bride, will come back with him in Revelation 19, and we will have resurrected bodies.
Mm.
So we don't have to worry about having to be human anymore and having to sin or anything like that. We don't have to deal with that anymore. Once the rapture happens, we're given new bodies. We go up to heaven for our honeymoon that lasts a period of
seven.
Right. And the seven, of course, is the complete number that all honeymoons had to be for.
Yeah.
7 days was the usual time.
Yes.
If they had money, they could go 7 weeks. They could even go 7 months, but it had to be seven. Or the wedding was not complete.
That's right. It says that in our ketubah, which is a wedding contract.
It is a contract, that's right.
And it is
right.
A contract. It says that in the contract.
Yes. And what does the contract consist of?
Well, it's a testament.
Yes, and it consists of his responsibilities, the groom,
yes,
and also our responsibilities
as
the bride. The bride. So it's all there, and God follows the Jewish customs so that we can learn. That's why Jesus was a Jew, and that's why he did what he needed to do, so that we would understand and to know.
Amen.
Okay. Now, the paper goes on to quote 2 Thessalonians 1:6-10, and I think we should turn to that.
Yes, I think so, too. I'm surprised I didn't jump on that and have it turned to already. But
oh, you're slipping, John.
I'm slipping.
Now, this is a very relaxed show. We just do what we do.
While you're flipping there, I want to thank those that have kept me in prayer. I want to tell you, your prayers are being heard, and I am just feeling so blessed lately.
Amen. I love prayer, too.
I thank you for your prayers, for both of us.
Yes.
Because we need them.
Yes, we do. I got this sore ankle that I don't know why it's sore, so please pray for that. I want a healing.
Yes. Don't you hate it when you can't figure out, you know, you didn't do anything. I know you don't do anything with your ankle.
I don't do much of anything at all. Is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe that's part of the problem.
I'm always sitting down reading my Bible, right?
Yes. Then you should wear it proudly as a studier's affliction.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you want to read 2 Thessalonians 1, so let's start about 6 and go to 10.
Really? Okay, you're assuming that I got there.
Oh,
okay.
I do.
Okay, you have it?
I have it.
Okay.
Okay, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on those who do not know God, and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. So basically it starts off by saying that the Bible states that we're going to have tribulation, and they make the connection that that means we're going to be here for the 7-year tribulation.
Okay.
When in actuality that word means afflictions.
Ah.
And, of course, we're going to have afflictions. Do you know yes. anyone that hasn't had an affliction?
Well, we were just talking about them.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
weren't whining.
Exactly.
we weren't whining, okay? But we were talking. We do have afflictions. The whole body of Christ right now has afflictions.
Of course.
But we don't have is the wrath of God.
Right. It's a whole different thing. The indignation, Jacob's trouble.
Yes.
It's a specific period of time
mm-hmm.
that's coming on the whole world.
Yes.
The earth dwellers. That means the unrighteous.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to cover some more of this when we come back, but we're going to take a little bit of a break.
Okay, and the lines will be open for your phone calls and your questions. Like we said, if you have a question or you have a scripture that would you would say would prove a mid-trib rapture or a post-trib rapture or no rapture, call us and we'll talk about it. The lines are open. The phone numbers are 216-901-0933 or 888-677-WORD. That's 888-677-9673. And since we cover a big area on this radio station, we would like to visit, Sheila and I would like to visit you at your church for an evening of messianic worship and a timely message. Ask your pastor. Ask him to give us a call. 440-834-9006. We'd love to be out there with you. I would like also to add that Shofar Ministries is a non-denominational 501c3, which means all your gifts are tax deductibles, and donations are really needed to stay on the air. So really, folks, if you like this forum with the solid Bible teaching, the meat of the word, okay, please send your donations to P.O. Box 513 in Burton. That's 44021, or give through shofarministries.net and use PayPal. And you can purchase our teaching DVDs, especially on the spring feasts, for a donation of only $15.
And we also have Hebrew Roots 101.
Yes, we still have Hebrew Roots 101 available. Parts 1 and 2. And that's essential. Once again, let me give you those phone numbers. 216-901-0933 or 888-677-WORD, word. Okay? So stay with us now. You're listening to the Shofar Ministries Hour, and we'll be right back after a short break. And a great song by yours truly called Sparrow.
Yes.
And give it a listen, too.
You, people keep asking me, when are you going to play a song again? So here it is
here
today.
It is.
Okay, so let me ask you, how many times have you ever been asked if you knew a good Christian attorney? Well, now you have an answer. A legal representative for over 35 years, Dennis Kastelek of Chardon, Ohio, has a great reputation for honesty and integrity and is now a sponsor of the Shofar Ministries Hour. So if you still need to get that will, need financial counseling, or any legal matter, give Dennis a call at 440-285-3511. That's 440-285-3511.
Every little girl has big fairy tale dreams. She wants pretty clothes and pretty shoes, charming looks, and an enchanting house. But most little girls grow up to realize that all of the trimming and frills, the designer dresses and to-die-for shoes, don't come cheap. And quality seems unattainable. But it's not really. You simply need to know where to look. This is Robin Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. Although we may not seem glitzy or glamorous, we do make high-quality mattresses and box springs that will give you the comfort you deserve at prices that won't hurt your pocketbook. How so? Because everything is made right here. Think of it this way. If you could buy your favorite designer heels directly from the designer instead of a department store, why wouldn't you? You could go straight to the source, avoid paying those retail store markups, and get the shoes for less. That's our concept. Get the best quality mattress that you can afford, whether a comfy plush or luxurious pillow top, and save enough to buy something you've always dreamed of. The Original Mattress Factory, on the web at originalmattress.com.
If you are buried in a mountain of credit card debt, here are some things you need to know. The new laws would regulate the interest rates and fees credit card companies can charge moving forward, but they do nothing to help eliminate the debt you have now. If your credit card debt has become too much for you to handle alone, call Jordan McKenna. Jordan McKenna will match you with a reputable law firm who will negotiate and reduce your credit card balance and stop harassing collection calls. 800-620-3056. 800-620-3056.
Sorry, Mom, the dog ate your Mother's Day card. Do you really expect her to believe that? Of course not. But every year you wait until the last minute, then you get frantic and do something stupid like telling her you had an emergency appendicitis again or got shanghaied onto a trash barge bound for Rangoon. Don't do that. This year, just send Mom a Mother's Day e-card from crosscards.com. It's easy, it's fast, it's free, and you can even wait until the last minute. This Mother's Day, visit crosscards.com.
Keep me in all of your paths, Lord, and make your ways known to me. Keep me as close as the dew is to the grass, as the sand is to the sea. Like a sparrow in the meadow, like an eagle in the sky. And when I leave this earth, O Lord, straight to you I'll fly. Like a sparrow in the meadow, like an eagle in the sky. And when I leave this earth, O Lord, straight to you I'll fly. Your word is like a fountain, and it feeds the river of life. It gives grace to all the living, and it gives me joy inside. Like a sparrow in the meadow, like an eagle in the sky. And when I see your face, O Lord, straight to you I'll fly. As one of your sheep, Lord, and I'll no longer stray, and I'll feed with the flock in your pasture, and I'll do all that you say. Like a sparrow in the meadow, like an eagle in the sky. And when I leave this earth, O Lord, I won't have to die. Like a sparrow in the meadow, like an eagle in the sky. And with a mighty shout and the voice of the angel, straight to you I'll fly. And with a mighty shout and the voice of the angel, straight to you I'll fly.
Welcome back to the Shofar Ministries Hour. That song was by John Bartlett, yours truly, called Like a Sparrow. And happy
and
to play
great.
It for you. That was the demo. It was supposed to be worked up into a real demo, but we thought it sounded good enough. To play.
And it is.
It is.
You should see how people go, when's that going to be on? They don't ask about what I taught. When's that song going to be on again?
Well, hopefully there'll be more to come.
Yes.
You know, God willing.
Well, I got to ask the listeners something. It's that time again. Somebody out there, do you love children? especially little babies. There is a friend lady of mine named Beth, and who's a listener of this program, and is the mother of five, grandmother of three, and has recently attended the Alexandria School for Nannies and is now certified as a newborn care specialist. And she enjoyed her education so much, she is now enrolled in their accelerated program for nannies. So if you would like to be like Beth and work with children while adding to your family's income, call Carolyn at 440-781-7531. And of course, if you are in need of that special person to watch your precious ones, we have to be so careful these days, the number is the same, 440-781-7531. Again, if you love children and would like to find out about the opportunities that are waiting for you as a professional nanny, call Carolyn, 440-781-7531.
That's something new, isn't it? The nanny business.
Yeah,
getting bigger
but
every
it's
day.
Important.
It is important.
Absolutely.
And you know a lot about little babies at the 7 o'clock this morning.
And they do a real good background check and family check and all those checks.
That's right. Okay. Well, looks like we've got a
We have a caller.
We do have a caller.
Okay. And it is Helen. Helen, how are you?
Hi, Sheila and John.
Hi, Helen.
I'm so glad I found this show. I just love it.
Oh,
I found it late, but I tell you truthfully, better late than never.
That's right.
Last week, I had the show going, but my nephew came downstairs here, and I didn't want to be rude, so I missed most of it, you might say.
Oh, okay.
So I hope I didn't miss a real lot.
Oh.
But anyway, I do have to say this first. John, you have a wonderful voice, a really wonderful voice.
He does.
Oh, very much so.
Thank you.
And Sheila, dear heart, oh, you could count on me. I will definitely be praying for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're more
than
welcome. And as I said, you could count on it.
I will.
May I ask a favor, too, please?
Sure.
Could you pray for me?
Yes.
I have besides being legally blind, you know, I have some sight, but not like I should have.
Sure.
Lost the central vision in the left eye and the other one. I'm worried about losing that one. But anyway, besides that, I have arthritis in every joint. My knees are so bad. I have great difficulty walking. Sometimes I lose my balance. I need help to go up and down the stairs. Plus, I have other things wrong with this body.
Sure.
So I, in turn, would appreciate prayers from you and John.
Well, actually,
if anybody
Helen.
Anybody in your audience would be, praying for me, too. It would be more than appreciated.
Absolutely. And, you know, Helen, I do pray for you. You're on my regular prayer list because you had sent me that little note, and I either that or told me over the phone. I couldn't remember which. Okay. And I definitely are on our regular prayer list, and we will continue to do that. And just you keep remembering that we're going to get new bodies.
Yes, thanks.
These old ones are going to be gone.
Yes, and Helen, I think my body, the warranty is getting close to being up. And, and you know what happened?
I'll be so happy to exchange this one, you wouldn't believe. Anyway, dear people, I'm sorry, but I didn't understand earlier. My question is, did you say you think the ruin of Damascus is not near yet?
Yes, I think it is near.
It is near, the ruin of Damascus. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, from what you said after, you know, like afterward, I got to thinking, I think she said near because then you were giving some reasons, you know, why you said what you said.
Right, because it doesn't happen in the scriptures that talks about in that day. So I am led to believe that it could happen just prior. Or if there's still that chance, it could happen immediately afterwards. But it's right in that area.
It's just that in
Do you think it's very near or just near?
Well, from what we're hearing, Israel is not very happy with Syria right now.
No, I know. It's terrible.
You know, and if they're going to do anything with Iran, they're going to have to take care of Syria first.
Those poor people in Syria.
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
Really. Yeah. And Lebanon, too.
Yes. Oh, my.
I feel it's not the people. It's really it's the governments. And they're being the governments are being strong armed. They're being what do you call it? The old mafia technique where you threaten them and, you know, And I feel sorry for the people because
I do too,
there's
because
a lot
that
of good people.
Sounds terrible to ruin this.
One thing, though, about Israel is they have very sophisticated weapons, and they can get right into where they're being the weapons are being hoarded and do the least amount of damage to the people. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I even think they have a what they call a neutron bomb, which doesn't hurt people, just the equipment.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure. But, again, I'm not... I just don't know enough about that
well,
end of
I
it.
I hope that's the case for the people's sake. Because, you know, I don't care what anybody says. In every culture, language, et cetera, there's always a real lot of good people.
Yes.
Of course.
And,
good
you know,
people,
I feel
yes.
sorry for those people or anybody suffering.
I know.
Anyway, I'm taking up your time.
Well, thank you for calling.
I thought it was near.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate you and John and your show very much. God bless you.
Thank you.
I hope you people have a blessed rest of the day.
All right. Thank you very much, Helen.
Thank
You're
you,
more
Helen.
Than welcome.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
We love you. Bye-bye now.
Okay.
Good hearing from Helen.
I know. She's sweet. Okay. The other thing I wanted to talk about, too, and one of the things that they talk about on this page is that, and I'll just read what it says because, it's well, let me just read it. It says, now for 1,800 years, the church knew and taught that we would go through the tribulation.
Gee, that's most of the last 1,800 years, isn't it?
Where they got that information, I would really like to know, since they weren't here 1,800 years ago. But it goes on to say, then, in 1830, a 15-year-old invalid in Glasgow, Scotland, named Margaret MacDonald, saw a vision of the rapture, and she said it would happen before the tribulation. So therefore, even though she was kicked out of her church for heresy, the Plymouth Brethren still popularized this theory. And then they make a statement that says, but there were no scriptures to back it up, not even one. Now that is all untrue.
So Margaret MacDonald in Scotland has a dream.
Yeah.
And says one of the things she relates about it was that the rapture would occur before the tribulation.
Correct.
And then the other group that took were the Puritans?
Or the Plymouth Brethren.
Plymouth Brethren, which would be the Puritan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they ran with it.
They ran with it.
All because of her and this dream.
Now, do you think that's true? I don't know.
No.
Okay.
I do not.
They were very sober people, if it's the Puritans, and they based their decisions on solid scripture.
I'm sure they did.
And not on young women having dreams.
I'm sure they did. But sometimes God gives us dreams to confirm what's already in scripture.
Right.
And he wanted to bring it alive again because it evidently was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got lost during the Dark Ages, which is what happened to a lot of good teachings.
That's why they call
you
it
know,
the
they
Dark
didn't
Ages.
Even have the Bible.
Yes.
So God was saying, hey, you know what? Get it back.
Yes.
We need to know these things. But then for them to say there are no scriptures, not even one, to back it up, and... Okay, my blood's boiling now. I'm sorry. I do get upset about this. Please, if you haven't looked at my scriptures on the webpage, shofarministries.net, go to it. Go down to about the middle or close to the end, and you'll see rapture scriptures. Click on that. You will get about 2 pages of them. Small type.
Not 2 scriptures.
No,
two pages.
I forgot to count, but there's probably 20, 25 scriptures.
At least.
At least refer to the tribulation, and some are very specific.
Mm-hmm.
But for them to write this on this piece of paper and then hand it out to everybody, most people are not going to check it out, and then they're going to believe it. And that's, I think, what upsets me the most. But it goes on to say, so why has this fabrication spread so rapidly? Because we sit in our comfy chairs in our cozy mini mansions and think that we're special. God must love us the most. Look at all the things he's given us. He's not going to let me die a horrible death at the hands of the Antichrist. You know, so in other words, they're making fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to turn right now to Luke 21, and let's read what Jesus said about the tribulation. He just got through explaining it in Luke 21. Please read it in context, people, if you're out there listening.
Verse for me? Got a verse?
I do, but let me get it
I'll tell you in a second. Yeah. Let me push.
I know in 25 there will be
there we go.
There will appear signs in the sun. Do you want to start before that?
34.
In
Luke 21:34.
Down 34. But keep watch on yourselves, or your hearts will become dulled by the carousing, drunkenness, and worries of everyday living. And
that day
will be sprung upon you suddenly.
And
like
that day hasn't happened yet, has it?
No, it hasn't.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, for it will close in on everyone, no matter where they live, throughout the whole world. Stay alert, always praying that you will have the strength to escape all the things.
Escape?
He's praying that you will have the strength to escape all the things that will happen and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man.
That's it. And you know how many times people say, and it's on this paper too, oh, you're just an escapist. You think that you're so special that you're going to escape the tribulation period.
Well, why shouldn't we? Because Jesus told us to pray to escape.
And what is that prayer? To receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Because if he's in your heart and you've prayed that prayer, then you are the bride of Christ. And you're going.
That's right.
You're going to escape the things that he just got through talking about. So you need to read it in context. But also, in verse 35, it says, for it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Do you know that I looked up that word dwell?
I know that.
Okay.
And it doesn't just mean live there on the earth.
No, it doesn't. It's a special word. Kathame, number 2521.
In your Strong's.
And it means remain.
Remainers.
It can mean remainers, too.
Remain.
So, for it shall come as a snare on all those who remain on the face of the earth.
So you can read it that way. All those that remain.
That's right.
So what happened to the other ones? If you have a remainder, something was taken away. I learned that from math, okay? There's a remainder. Something must have been taken away.
Amen.
And who was taken away? It was us. So enjoy that comfy chair.
Oh, I know.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Tell people about Jesus. Have them sit in the other comfy chair while you're telling them that you may soon be out of here.
Okay, but also to address this, and we're going to have to close on this, unfortunately, but Grant Jeffrey did a wonderful study. He actually was in touch with someone that actually has found some documents by, let me just read it so I don't forget anything
okay,
here.
Okay, yeah.
In recent years, many opponents of the pre-tribulation rapture view have made dogmatic assertions, as in this letter, that this view was never taught before 1820. There have been attempts to attribute the origin of this view to John Darby, Margaret MacDonald, and it's just not so, because Grant Jeffrey has found an ancient citation from a sermon ascribed to Ephraim of Nisibis in 300 A.D. He was an early church theologian and spiritual leader, which clearly taught that believers will be raptured and taken to heaven before the tribulation. Now, this was in the 3rd, 4th century.
There you go.
So there it is. It's not in 1830. But anyway, his sermon includes the following segment. For all the saints and elect of God are gathered prior to the tribulation that is to come. He said it. And are taken to the Lord, lest they see the confusion that is to overwhelm the world because of sin. This text was originally a sermon called On the Last Times, the Antichrist, and the End of the World. There are 4 existing Latin manuscripts ascribed to Ephraim, and this sermon describes the events of the last days, beginning with the tribulation with the rapture. Then the great tribulation of 3.5 years after that, which Antichrist will rule, followed immediately by the second coming of Christ. In Ephraim's book, The Book of the Cave of Treasures, written about 370 A.D., he expressed his belief that the 69th week of Daniel ended with the rejection and crucifixion of Jesus the Messiah, and we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
But this shows that it was held by at least some in the early centuries and was not unique to the revival of the 1830s, and therefore documents that this view was held by at least a remnant of the faithful from the beginning until today. So keep this in mind. If the bride is here for the tribulation or any part of it, then who are you looking for? That means the Antichrist has to come first. I'm looking for Jesus Christ with the sound of the trumpet, and that's scriptural at any moment. If you want more information on this, it's in Grant Jeffrey's book called The Final Warning in chapter 18.
And Grant Jeffrey is a giant in Bible scholarship.
He's one of my mentors, actually.
Yes.
So
amen. If you have a question for Sheila or a scripture for her that you would like explained, if you would like her to speak at your church or home group, Just email her at Sheila, that's S-H-E-I-L-A, at shofarministries.net. So, any and all donations are extremely and important and vital to this Hebraic Roots ministry. Please consider being a partner in this endeavor. Use PayPal or send your gift to Shofar Ministries, Box 513, Burton, 44021. All donations automatically puts you on the monthly newsletter, which is full of gold nuggets and current events of these last days here and in Israel. And why not check out the webpage? Newsletters and previous radio shows are archived there for you to look at anytime you want.
Why don't you just give them some examples of some of the programs that are on the archives? We've got one extra minute there.
Some of the programs, well, Israel, How has Israel benefited America and the world?
Right.
Tips on Bible study, which
right.
is a great one. There's Hebraic Roots and the Last Trumpet.
Yep.
Post-rapture events. Who are the elect? Rapture scriptures and the woman on the beast. That's a really interesting one. The Ninth of Av and John 11:23-26. Teshuvah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Feast of Tabernacles, the Prayer Shawl, Is Jesus God? Just to name a few.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
So we're gonna have to go with the Iranian.
Bless the
blessed
people.
Okay. Yevrechacha Adonai veYishmarecha Ya'er Adonai panav elecha vihunecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha vayasim lecha shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. And I just want you to know that we just love you so much. Please come back next week. Until then, Sha'alu Shalom,
Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, Jerusalem, shall prosper.
Not maybe, shall. Psalm 122, verse 6.
Shalom, y'all.
Thanks for spending your hour with Sheila Crawford and the Shofar Ministries broadcast on AM 1220 The Word. If you would like to help keep the show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click on the donate button on the right-hand side of the screen, and it'll take you to PayPal's secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments you have about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@shofarministries.net. That's Sheila@shofarministries.net. Please join us next Saturday at 1 p.m. for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program is sponsored by Shofar Ministries.